Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, was there a point last night in either the first or second period where you thought you maybe had a chance to flip the game around and you let it slip through your hands or not?
Well, for sure in the first period. The first period wasn't all that bad. It got kind of, you know, dicey at the, you know, probably the last 3-4 minutes of the first period. But the first period was just kind of a, you know, just kind of a hanging around, and we were just kind of, we were feeling each other out a little bit, and then they got they popped the one, but it's still only 1-0. But the second period, once they got that first one, then the second, it started coming off the rails. I think you alluded to that last night.
With an injury to Ethan Somoza, we'll start with that. How's he doing?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, he's hurting. I shouldn't say he's doing all right, but I mean, he's hurting. I mean, no question about that. So we'll just have to let things play out a little bit and see in time what's going on and how quick he'll heal up.
Well, a break for any injury is a good time.
Absolutely.
You've lost captains to injuries over the years. I would say the one that immediately comes to my brain is Andrew Murray, and you guys go to the national tournament. How does the role of a captain not change when you're not playing?
Well, I mean, it's just probably changes a little bit because you don't have that on ice. That on ice, you know, you're not as vocal. Obviously, you're not as vocal on ice because you're not on ice or in the locker room as much. But we have tri-captains, and we've got a couple alternates. We've got an older team. So everybody obviously has a voice in that locker room, and, you know, they just have to take over. That's all.
Anytime you've got an injury, you've got to move some parts around. Is it easier to make a bunch of changes after a loss as opposed to maybe when you win and you have to replace maybe just one guy?
I don't know if anything's easier, but sometimes you just have to do what you have to do, Schultz. And we just felt, obviously, tonight we had to make some changes, and we made some changes, and we'll see how it plays out.
For lack of a better way of asking this, you've made a bunch of changes, especially second, third, fourth line throughout the last couple of weeks. What are you looking for that you haven't gotten?
Consistency. I think that's probably most important. And we're still trying to figure some things out. I mean, we've got a big roster, and we've got we've got a lot of parts that are very similar is what I'm getting at, Schultz. So we're trying to get a little separation. We're trying to get a little separation with some players, too. We're trying to figure that out as well.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Our pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. Tom, we closed the first part. We're talking about your forwards and all the changes tonight. Defensively, you haven't made many. That's a pretty steady group you've got back there.
Well, we only have 8, so we play 7 most nights, as you know. I think there's been like 1 or 2 games this year where we went 13 forwards, but by and large, we go 7 defensemen. And, you know, Jack's been injured in the last 4 or 5 weeks, so it actually been pretty easy.
Yet you've got guys matched up with guys where it's a pretty good fit, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I mean, you have what you have, Schultz, and then obviously you do the best with what you have, and you try to figure out, from a chemistry standpoint, what you want to do.
Last game before break, you know, the saying in sports is empty the tank. There's nothing to leave out there. Hockey players do that, and athletes in general do that every night. That's really a myth and a cliche that shouldn't be used a whole lot in sports, right?
No, but you do. You say, I mean, I'm not going to say that, but I mean, it's kind of, that's the mentality and the mindset. And it's just one of those things to say, but you're right on. It's doesn't matter if it's tonight or last night or last week or 2 weeks ago. You have the same mindset and you have the same mentality, and you should play the same way.
Both goalies played last night. Are you looking for, and you use the word consistency before, you're looking for more consistency from those two guys as well, to one guy just take the bull by the horns and take the job?
Well, I don't know. It'd be nice to have one guy just, totally obviously shut the door. But we're going to go with Matias again tonight. And again, it wasn't his fault last night. And that's what I told our players today. I said, we're going with you. And again, the only reason we took you out for two is because, again, it just, that was the situation that was, that was the situation and the hand that was dealt to us. But, that's on the guys last night. That's on the guys last night, and not Schulze.
What did you like from your team last night?
No, I mean, we lost 5. We lost 5-1, Schulze, and we got outplayed pretty bad. So I'm not going to sit there. I don't want to sit there and try to, create little positives that make everybody feel good. Because at the end of the day, I'm not a happy camper, nor our players, nor our fans, nor are you. So. I guess we won the third period, so we want to take on those little, those little moral victories that really don't mean anything. I mean, that's what it is. So we just have to obviously put forth a better 60-minute effort tonight. That's what we have to do. So it's not necessarily about last night. It's how are we going to respond, and what are we going to do tonight? Are we going to have an edge?
Best of luck.
All right, thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.